What I see is an enormous success in the first phase, because this disease we divided in phases. First, this disease came into the country, created a huge epidemic in Lofa, continued to Monrovia, Monserrato, and created a huge epidemic here in August and September. And that onslaught, that fight was won. But be careful. We are not in an improved situation. We are just in a new phase. We call it the second phase. Now there is no big outbreak anywhere in the country. But the virus is in all counties. And there is transmission going on each day. So today an estimated 25 to 30 known cases per day. And then undoubtedly in many remote parts of many counties, some cases which we are still missing. But it's less than at the peak. It's not even half, it's a quarter of what it was when it was at its worst. But it's no longer falling. We are following these sad numbers by the days now. It continues at this low level. And this second phase will be tougher. To get this disease down from very high number down to this intermediate numbers, in many ways is easier than to get it from this level to zero. Because the aim here is zero. There should be no more Ebola transmission. Because now there are so many other diseases. There's malaria. There's other infections. There are many causes of diarrhea, of infections during pregnancy in women. And that has to be distinguished from Ebola. So to find those lesser number of cases takes much more work and much more interaction between community and health service.
What does it take in translating the current statistics or the data?
Very clearly is that you need Ebola treatment unit in all counties. But you don't need so big as was planned during the crisis. You need some 10, 20 beds to be ready. Would there be a crisis? And then expand in one or two counties where there would be a worse problem. And actually, if I would had the chance to advise, I would rather build isolation wards at the county hospitals. Something permanent structure.
Why?
Because all countries have had those sort of wards. Next year, you have a cholera outbreak. Next year, you have a Lassa fever. There is a need to have an isolation place. And to make that permanent, I think it's something that should go into the planning now. What is being planned and provided at the present is good. You downsize that, you get some resources which you can use to build more permanent structures. But also acutely now, we need much more laboratories. Not only to confirm Ebola, we need to exclude Ebola. Children with fever, most of them have malaria. They have pneumonia. They don't have Ebola. Some few of them have Ebola. So in order to treat and take care of those with infections, you need for the midwives and the doctors, to exclude Ebola.